With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A refreshed Democrat Party gathering tonight for a valedictory speech from President Biden. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
The president is the keynote speaker on day one of the Democratic National Convention and is passing the torch to the party's nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, who briefly addressed the delegates and heaped praise on Mr. Biden for his service. The theme of the first day has been, "We are not going back," a reference to former President Donald Trump, who is seeking re-election as the Republican presidential nominee. The convention holds particularly high stakes for the party. If successful, Democrats will slingshot Harris toward a face-off with Mr. Trump, but a false step could hobble Harris at a moment when her candidacy has been enjoying a burst of money and momentum. Jeremy House reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, while Democrats are convening in Chicago for their national convention, the Republican ticket for president and vice president went to the battleground state of Pennsylvania to campaign. GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump says Kamala Harris's proposals to curb illegal immigration will have the opposite effect.
Come to America, live the American dream. We'll give your children free schooling. We'll give you free health care. We'll give you pensions. We'll put you into Social Security. This is why people are pouring into our country. And that's a very dangerous, in the caravans, that's a very dangerous trip.
While at a campaign event in Philadelphia, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says America is at a pivotal point with this election.
We've got the best people, we've got the best workers, we've got the best natural resources, and the most beautiful country anywhere in the world. America is ready to be unleashed. But to do that, we've got to kick out Kamala Harris and bring back Donald J. Trump.
This is SRN News. An evangelist issues an invitation.
Greg Laurie, host of the annual Harvest Crusade in California, says he's glad to hear that Elon Musk and Richard Dawkins consider themselves to be cultural Christians. So Laurie is inviting the tech billionaire and the prominent British atheist to take the next step and become real Christians. In a new video message, the pastor says, quote, "I would encourage both of them and anybody else who identifies himself as a cultural Christian to come into a relationship with Christ himself, being a real Christian. That's the ultimate answer." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa abortion providers are opting to dismiss their lawsuit against the state since the Iowa Supreme Court allowed a new pro-life law to be enforced. The suit's dismissal comes weeks after the law took effect, prohibiting most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The state high court's ruling in June reiterated that there is no constitutional right to an abortion in Iowa. This is SRN News. A stunning new report claims that Saudi's crown prince forged his father's signature to go to war.
A former Saudi official has said that the kingdom's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, forged his father's signature on the Yemen war decree. Saad al-Jabri, a former Saudi intelligence official, made the claim in a BBC interview. He said an official linked to the Saudi Interior Ministry that he described as credible and reliable confirmed to him that Prince Mohammed bin Salman forged his father's signature for a royal decree declaring war against Yemen's Houthi rebels. Saudi Arabia did not immediately respond to a request for comment over the allegations, which Al-Jabri has made without supporting evidence. However, the kingdom has described him as a discredited former government official. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two women in Western Connecticut have died after their cars were swept away by floodwaters. Oxford community, along with others in Connecticut, slammed with around a foot of rain. More at SRNNews.com.